Katie Finglass was coming to the end of a tiring day in the salon. Anything bad that could happen had happened. A bride's mother had thrown a tantrum and said she'd look like a laughingstock. A man who wanted streaks of blonde in his hair became apoplectic when, halfway through the process, he had inquired what they would cost. Katie's husband, Gary, had placed both his hands innocently on the shoulders of a 60-year-old female client, who had then told him she was going to sue him for sexual harassment and assault. Katie looked now at the man standing opposite her. A big priest with sandy hair mixed with grey. "You're Katie Finglass, and I gather you run this establishment," the priest said, looking around the innocent salon nervously as if it were a high-class brothel.
"That's right, Father," Katie said with a sigh. "What could be happening now?"
"It's just that I was talking to some of the girls who work here, down at the centre on the quays, you know, and they were telling me."
Katie felt very tired.
She employed a couple of high school dropouts. She paid them properly, trained them. What could they have been complaining about to a priest?